are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Years ago, I got advice, said when you move to a new place, new town, the one thing you got to do is find someone who can work on your cars for you. I love this idea that at First Class Halt, they only work on Hondas, only on Acuras, only on Lexus, only on Toyotas. And the guys and girls that work there, the Honda guy only works on Hondas. And the Acura guy only works on Acuras. You know, that's got to be a big advantage for you there, knowing their systems and knowing all of that. This is the alternative to paying those huge dealer prices. Think about Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. First Class Halt. Their name says it all. You're treated with first class in a first class way. Think about First Class Halt in Anderson and in Greenville. Some great specials going on. Get that 32-point safety inspection right now with a great special here in the month of June. We talk about Father's Day all the time. You know what? Maybe dad's car needs to work on it. Maybe I have a nice Father's Day present paying for your dad to do that. Mm-hmm. It's First Class Halt. Check them online, firstclasshalt.com.
First Father's Day for you coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Man, oh boy. Are you in line for a treat?
Well, they're going to be out of town.
Oh my goodness. You believe that?
I know. Meredith has to work. It's a work conference for them. So
she's got to work on Sunday, Father's Day?
Well, it's we're down here at the beach now, and her conference is at the beach next week.
Man, I would.
So they're just gonna
the biggest. They're gonna stay this. The biggest fit.
Nah, you know what, man? It's not as big as Mother's Day. Mother's Day is much more important than Father's Day.
Oh, unbelievable! Unbelievable.
Well, do you want tangible evidence of this?
Do I want tangible evidence?
Yeah.
Oh, are you gonna give me money? How much we spend on Mother's Day and Father's Day?
No, I'm gonna give you tangible evidence of what happened here last night.
Oh, what happened?
Drake didn't sleep very well last night. He was tossing and turning. Who got up with him all night long? Who breastfed him last night? Who was up with him all night through the night? The mother. The mother's more important than the father. The mother is the nurturing of the two.
I can't exactly assume you're going to be able to get up and feed that kid if he's not on the bottle yet.
No.
So
right, he is on the bottle. I do feed him on the bottle, but it's just nice to have the main source there, the original source there, straight from the source. But the mother, I'm just telling you, man, moms are more nurturing and moms are more natural at it. I keep the guy for hours at a time. I'm telling you, she's just better at it than I am. And for the most part, I don't know what percent, but a very high percentage at it. They're just better, man. That's why Mother's Day is a bigger deal than Father's Day.
Man, I'm just trying to build you up a little bit, get you excited for Father's Day this weekend. And here you are just tearing me down. That's all I'm trying to do.
I will tell you this. No, I wouldn't do that to you. I will tell you this. It was Father's Day last year. I don't know if I think I told you. Yeah, we told the story when we came out. She found out on the morning of Father's Day. We went to church early that morning. It was Sunday. Went to church early that morning. And then we came back and we were going to cook something for lunch. And she went to the grocery store. And I'm just sitting there getting ready to watch the U.S. Open. And she takes this pregnancy test and finds out that she's pregnant. And so, I mean, what are the odds that it was Father's Day? You find out you're going to be a father. That's the best Father's Day ever. That's pretty cool.
Not
so,
bad.
Yeah, good stuff there. Now, my buddy brings a good point about our home run conversation. And I've heard a lot of this as of late. And I think that we have hadn't downplayed, we've ignored this factor so far. That the ball is juiced, and the fact that people are hitting home runs has nothing to do with shifts or not shifts or selfish or not selfish. He just says that the ball is juiced, and I've heard a lot of that as of late. I think Major League Baseball understands one thing. They got from the steroid era that people love home runs. They also got from the steroid era that we don't want steroids. So instead of juicing the players, Zach Orr, now we're just juicing the balls.
How is the ball
juiced? Makes sense? Fair? It is, well, there's things you can do. It's more tightly wound. And they've done these studies in the past where you drop a ball from a certain height and one in certain years, certain balls just rebound faster. But you can, there's things you can do to juice a baseball, mainly in how that core and how that the inner core, whatever, is wound and wound tighter, the ball flies farther. And I think it's, I mean, pretty obvious right now. We got a pretty hot baseball, it seems like. We're not only hitting home runs, and we're not only having 165-pound guys hit home runs, but we're seeing home runs hit at 475 feet and 490 feet. We're seeing bombs by guys now.
Maybe
so
it's that.
I'm buying into it. You're not buying into it?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
so you're saying the ball's the same every year?
I'm thinking, it could happen. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm completely naive to it, but I also attribute these things to players throwing harder and guys swinging faster. These are bigger and better players year in and year out, and maybe the ball is being quote-unquote juice, but come on now.
Even the Altuvas of the world, big muscular man, big old mammoth man, Jose Altuve still swinging the bat, all these great bat speeds now?
Jose Altuve?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
I mean, he swings a pretty good bat. It's not bad.
He does. He swings it good. I think we've ignored the big evidence. I think that baseball is juiced. All right. Enough of that. Can I give you some lines? I'm going to interest you in three different things right now, including a little soccer deal for you because I know you're into that. But let me give you some college football lines first, and I'm going to save my third one for later in this segment. Are you ready for opening day college football weekend lines?
Yes, I am ready for opening day college football weekend lines as we sit 78 days, 11 hours, 18 minutes, and 15 seconds away from Clemson football kickoff.
But who's counting?
But who's counting?
And some of these will be easier than others, and some of the games you'll be more familiar with than others, and some of these are typical opening weekend, and it's awfully high, so I won't make you guess all of them, but I would like to know, very first game of the year, Saturday, August the 24th, Miami and Florida in Orlando, the Gators and the Hurricanes.
The Gators. Game,
year one of Manny Diaz.
My boy, old Danny Mullen down there, is an 11-point favorite.
He is an 8-point favorite. That's pretty close, pretty good. Arizona, an 11.5-point favorite at Hawaii. Oh, a great place to open the season for you going out to Hawaii. Thursday, the first Thursday weekend of the year. Those are the early games there. First Thursday early weekend, Cincinnati and UCLA. Cincinnati is a 4-point favorite at home against UCLA. First of all, what is UCLA doing going to Cincinnati? I mean, that's kind of a weird game to play there. I gave you the Georgia Tech Clemson line. Do you remember the Yellow Jackets? How far? What that line looks like right now?
Was it 31?
35? 34. 34. It's crazy. Tulane's a 2.5-point favorite for Florida International. Clemson's second opponent, Texas A&M, is also a 34-point favorite. 34.5-point favorite. They play Texas State. Arizona State's a 26-point favorite over Kent State.
Kent.
Utah's a 6. Now, this is a big game early in the season. Utah and BYU. Utah's a 6.5-point favorite over BYU. Army, how many times is the Army this big of a favorite? Army's a 23.5-point favorite against Rice. Wake Forest is a 3.5-point favorite against Utah State. Be careful in that one, Wake Forest. Wisconsin is a 10-point favorite over South Florida. Michigan State, 21.5 over Tulsa. Rutgers, 13.5 over UMass.
This is the year for Rutgers, baby. Let's go.
No, no, no. Hey, is your sister playing in the band this year or not?
No. She's done watching losing football.
That's it. By the way, Drake's in the best mood in the mornings, man. I'm watching him right now.
Yeah, I'm glad he's awake. Goodness gracious, son.
Dude, he is in the best moods in the mornings. This is his time. This is his time of day right now. You know, I love this game. Ralph Patterson talks about this game all the time, and I love this game. It's at a neutral site in Denver at the Denver Broncos Stadium. Mm-hmm. Colorado, a 10.5-point favorite over Colorado State. Purdue's a 9.5-point favorite over Nevada. And that, they're at Nevada. What is Purdue going at Nevada? What are they doing there? Oregon State is a 17-point home underdog to Oklahoma State. I'm not sure. You know, the Pac-10 and the Big 12 kind of getting together for a couple of games this year, I think. Ohio State's a 26-point favorite against Florida Atlantic. I want to stop now because we have a little bit of time to do this. I was reading last night about Ryan Day and about Ohio State. You know, you get to the beach. Everybody reads at the beach. I just read college football stuff. You know, he's calling his own plays. He's following a legend. There are two schools of thought here, is that he's going to pick right up where Ohio State left off. But, Zach, I got to tell you, buddy, I'm not sure that's the case. The talent is there and the schedule is manageable. But following a legend is very difficult. And I got to be honest with you, man, I'm a little bit worried about Ohio State in this season. I'm not sold that Ryan Day hits the ground running and is the next superstar in college football. What are your thoughts?
Ryan Day is, listen, he's a very bright guy, right? He can recruit, obviously. He's still pulling guys to Ohio State. There's a difference between being under the guy and being the guy. And it's going to be a learning curve that he's going to have to tackle on the job. Now, he had a little experience last season, right? Obviously, Urban Meyer was suspended early. And
three games.
He stepped in, and they went 3-0, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Does that experience give you a little bit more comfort when it comes to Ryan Day?
Maybe. I can see that argument. I can see that point. I'm just not... It's fair to say that Urban Meyer was a legend, correct?
Yes.
Give me all the guys that followed the legend that were ultra successful.
I mean, I don't even know if there's anybody on the list. It doesn't work out usually.
Right. It doesn't work out. Now, I'm not saying it won't work out for Day. I mean, look, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, man. I mean, Ohio State football, it's hard to mess the thing up. But people have done it in the past all over the place. It's hard to mess Alabama up post Bear Bryant. They did it. Hard to mess Florida State up post Bobby Bowden. He kind of did it there. Penn State. I mean, there's guys that mess things up.
But I mean, Jimbo won at Florida State.
Right.
After
Bobby Bowden. But Jimbo also won after Bowden had failed. And it's not like Bowden, the legend, went out on top. That the Florida State, they already went through their down period. So taking over for a legend that was failing at the end, maybe a little bit different.
Urban Meyer failed ethically at the end, didn't he?
He did. But I still believe, and this isn't going to be very popular.
Oh, boy.
You hate it when I preface things.
Oh, boy.
I still believe that I think he paid too high of a price for that. He got out because of his health. But you could tell that he was getting out for the way he was treated through all that. I mean, should upper management be held accountable for something we do and it's not even at the station?
That's a good question. I think we talked about that ad nauseum while this was happening.
I know. So anyway, well, you know, I don't want to open up that can of worms again, but like, the point is, I'm just not sold at Ryan Day. I think he can win, and I think he can win big there. But I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. All right, get back to this. Nebraska's the 32.5-point favorite of South Alabama. NC State's a 20-point favorite against East Carolina. Illinois is a 14.5-point favorite against Akron. Indiana's a 17-point favorite against Ball State. That game is in Indianapolis, by the way. Kentucky's a 13-point favorite against Toledo. Mississippi State, 22-point favorite against Louisiana Lafayette. That game in Atlanta. Ole Miss, Memphis, how about this? Memphis is a 6-point favorite against Ole Miss. What? Memphis is a 6-point favorite against Ole Miss. Do they think that this is a postseason game? Is Ole Miss exhausted from the SEC? I know what it is now. Maybe Ole Miss is exhausted from a SEC camp, a fall camp. You see, that's a big advantage, Zach. That Memphis, in preparation for this game, does not have to practice against SEC players like Ole Miss does in their own camp. Practice against each other means that, I guess, that mentally and physically practicing in camp, fall camp, is exhausting, and Memphis is a 6-point favorite. How else could you explain non-Power 5 Memphis being a favorite against an SEC power like Ole Miss?
I mean, yes, you probably point to the fact that Ole Miss is depleted all over its roster and has a very new head coach, and it could be a struggle for them for the next couple of years, but I like your thing better. Let's go with the SEC excuses.
Hey, man. Got to practice against SEC teams.
And we're talking about practice.
SEC players. Tennessee is a 26-point favorite against Georgia State. Eastern Michigan, 6-point favorite at Coastal Carolina. I passed by Coastal's stadium here. They're still doing work on it again and expanding it. But I got to tell you, man, this thing has really grown. I give Coastal Carolina a lot of credit. Nice campus over there, it seems like. And I want to play the golf course one day. But, boy, the football stadium looks great. Georgia is a 24.5-point favorite at Vanderbilt to open the season. Alabama in Atlanta is a 30.5-point favorite against Duke. Stanford, 6.5-point favorite against Northwestern. That's a good game. Virginia Tech opened up the regular season a 2-point favorite at Boston College. I don't know about that. I don't know. Syracuse, 17.5-point favorite at Liberty. South Carolina, North Carolina, any guess on this one?
South Carolina, I don't know. They got to be double digit, right? 7.5.
7.5, exactly. Very good.
How about that?
In Jacksonville, Florida, Florida State's a 3.5-point favorite against Boise State. Don't know about that one. Arkansas State, 3.5 over SMU. Michigan, 31 over Middle Tennessee State. Iowa, 21 over Miami of Ohio. LSU's a 26-point favorite against Georgia Southern. Virginia, just 2.5-point favorite at Pittsburgh. I like Virginia in that one. Missouri, 15-point favorite against Wyoming. And Auburn is a 2-point favorite against Oregon. Texas, 20-point favorite over Louisiana Tech. Washington State, 34.5 against New Mexico State. Southern Cal, 11 over Fresno State. Oklahoma, 26-point favorite over Houston. And Notre Dame on Monday night, a 20-point favorite at Louisville. Odds to win the Copa America. What is this? Some sort of soccer deal. What's Copa America?
Yeah, that's the Central America and Southern America soccer teams, international clubs.
Brazil, 11-1. Odds on winning the Euro under 21. You know the favorite here?
No, I do not.
Spain 4-1. And odds to win the CONCACAF?
CONCACAF Gold Cup?
Yep.
I would say Mexico is the favorite.
27-20 favorite. United States 7-5. What are some powers in this thing, huh? What the heck is a Martinique?
You don't know what Martinique is?
What the heck is a I don't know how to say some of these. I'm not going to mention that one. And then finally, Mr. Or 24. I'm leaving you here with this segment. You're a political guy. Odds to win the presidential election in 2020 right now. Las Vegas, you can bet on this. Trump's 1-1. Biden 7-2. Bernie Sanders 8-1. Pete.
That's your boy, buddy. Feel the burn.
12-1. Kamala's 14-1. Andrew Yang, never heard of him. 16-1. Never heard of him. 16-1. Elizabeth Warren's 20-1. Beto. The Irish Latin guy, 33-1. Never heard of Tulsi Gabbard, 50-1. Amy Klobuchar, 66-1. Spartacus is 80-1. Pence is 80-1. How's Mike Pence going to presidency? Andrew Cuomo, 100-1. Gavin Newsom, never heard of him, 100-1. John Hickenlooper, never heard of him, 100-1. John Kasich, 100-1. Julian Castro, never heard of him. 100-1. Kristen Gillibrand, 100-1. Michelle Obama, 100-1. And I mentioned that to bring these last two. Right now, Zach, you can put money down. And Nikki Haley's 100-1. But finally, Oprah Winfrey is 100-1. You can bet on anything in Las Vegas. A little bit of odds for you there. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Georgia has decided to not sell alcohol in Sanford Stadium. We'll tell you that release. And I had a Clemson fan mention a very interesting plan or suggestion for Clemson and alcohol. I'll tell you about that after a short break. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partners of Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. You know what they've got right now? Right now they have the summer of the SUV, and they've got some awesome looking SUVs. the crossovers, the cars and the trucks as well. Think about maybe a pre-owned deal, certified pre-owned deal that they have there. Do all the financing, do all the leasing stuff. They've got all that available now. You can ask them questions online right now. I've been doing that for a couple other websites, like asking some procedural type questions, and they get right back to you on this little running tab thing that they have there, and you can get an alert whenever they do answer these things. I like this idea. They're making it easy to buy cars at Granger Nissan of Anderson. They give you great cars, and they give you some great deals, but they really make it convenient for you. That's Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Georgia's not selling alcohol. We'll talk about that after a short break.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Dads deserve a comfortable ride. There's no need to get beat up doing yard work. The Ferris IS mowers at Landscaper Supply in Easley feature a patented suspension system allowing each wheel to follow the terrain. This reduces the shock to the chassis and on your body. Ferris equipment is built for unmatched comfort, durability, and quality of cut. Show Dad some love this Father's Day by having his back. See Landscaper Supply of Easley at 420 Williams Avenue and surprise him with a Ferris IS series mower so he can work hard and feel good.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
This is your breakfast wake-up call from Panera Bread. Don't start your day with a greasy processed breakfast. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with their new maple glazed bacon scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap. And pair it with their new Madagascar vanilla cold brew. All made 100% clean and ready to go with rapid pickup at the push of a button. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And that means compromising isn't an option. Panera, food as it should be.
Graceland Portable Buildings of Pickens is committed to providing high-quality buildings at a great deal, offering buildings for any need, utility sheds for storage, workshops, cabins with front porches, even large garage buildings with roll-up doors. Manufactured to last, Graceland's buildings come with warranties, free delivery, free setup, and the best rent-to-own program in the business. Visit the sales lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens or call 864-898-9569.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Trying to keep it, and now we're trying to pitch it, and Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9, and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Greg Wells, Clemson class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box stores pushing those products on you. You know that Social Security, it can be the single most important decision you make in your retirement. You've worked your career, you worked all year long to do this, so you need to know all about how to do it. Don't screw it up at the finish line. Make the right choice for you. There are 97 different ways an individual can start the benefit. There are 314 different ways a couple can file for the benefits, so you make sure you're doing the right one. If you're divorced or widowed or have minor children or have additional benefits that can be coming to you, you save for these lives, man. Don't ruin it here at the end. Don't make the mistake as you cross this finish line. The professionals at the Kiwi Financial Group can get you a comprehensive evaluation of your Social Security options. They're on a mission to have a positive influence on their clients' lives. They're doing it every single day. You can reach them at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In. You can call them at 654-5043, or you can visit them at KiwiFG.com. That's KiwiFG.com. Mr. Orr, 24. I know when I was out of town, I took a day off, I heard you and Mark talk about alcohol sales and the big SEC news. You and I have not talked too much about it. We mentioned maybe 3 or 4 minutes of it, but I want to bring it up today for one reason. And because it came out at Georgia yesterday, University of Georgia made it official, it will not sell alcohol in the general admission areas during sporting events for the upcoming year. The athletic director, which, by the way, let me just mention this right off the bat. I find this funny. Greg McGarrity is the athletic director at Georgia. Someone endowed the athletic director position at Georgia. And they named it the so now on, anytime you refer to Georgia's athletic director, it is the J. Reed Parker Director of Athletics, Greg McGarrity. And if you're not familiar with that idea, your endowment, you give a bunch of money to the university because you like this guy. And by the way, it wasn't J. Reed Parker, I don't think. I think it's maybe family or friends or whatever did this. But he is instead of the AD, he is the J. Reed Parker Director of Athletics, Greg McGarrity. I wonder how many people think that J. Reed Parker is the director of athletics at University of Georgia, rather than Greg McGarrity, who is the actual director of athletics because of endowment. Anyway, but we'll endow anything. We need someone to endow Zach's position here at the station. And even though Ramona will be producing the show, it will be the Zach or Mr. Orr 24 producer, Ramona Ellis.
How about that?
Anyway. Let me get your thoughts on this. After consideration of many facets involved in the Southeastern Conference revised alcohol policy, the Athletic Association made the decision to maintain at this time the current UGA policy that prohibits sale of alcoholic beverages in non-premium seat areas for the athletic facilities. However, we conduct annual reviews of the policy to determine if any modifications will be needed in the future. The article in Dogs 247 says it does not come as a surprise. Multiple outlets say they're going to take a wait-and-see approach, see how it works in other places. Now, according to Mark Weiser of the Athens Banner-Herald, 900 fans that sit in the Sky Club and Champions Club areas can buy alcohol. But do you know what that costs you, buddy? Those who contribute at least $100,000 to the school annually as a part of the McGill Society, have the option to purchase those alcohols in the McGill Lounge area. $100K a year, and you can buy beer in Sanford Stadium.
$100,000 a year for me to buy more beer.
Right.
I'm not coming with my $100,000 donation. I have to buy it on top of it, is what you're saying to me?
It says, those who contribute at least $100,000 a year annually to the part of the McGill Society. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I need to be a part of the McGill Society. Oh, you're part of the McGill Society? Oh, what a great society the McGill Society is. They have the option to purchase alcohol in the McGill Lounge area. Huh, how nice of them. I'm going to give you $100,000. You're going to let me buy a beer. Oh, very nice. Let me say this also, buddy. I see some expensive, these crap beers that you drink. I see some expensive beers out there now. But, man, $100K for a beer now, it's kind of tough, it seems like, there, too. Let me get your thoughts on this, Zach.
Yeah.
Number one, Georgia's going to see how it goes other places.
Yep, they don't want to jump into it.
Right. And number two, they're going to do it eventually. Is that what you take from the release?
I mean, I hope so. You can buy alcoholic beverages at every other stadium in the country in terms of sporting events outside of college events, and it doesn't make sense to me why you can't do it at these events too. But
you can't do it at high school games.
But okay, thank you, Mickey. You can't do it at high school games. We're talking professional sports and
even professional sports.
But I'm not buying, you know, $50-$60 tickets to go to high school games. I'm walking in and sitting down and watching the game. It's not something that's a huge deal. But back on the point, everybody else sells these things. Why are we holding out the college level for so long? And why are we making it that only $100,000 donations give you the opportunity to buy a $9 Bud Light in the stadium?
It's coming. It will happen. Now, Chad and Columbia, hang on because I'm coming to your phone call. But quickly, a buddy of mine Saturday night, we touched on a wide variety of topics Saturday night, obviously. But he made the point that I think is what's going to happen here. I don't think this will happen this year at Clemson. But eventually, I think this is what happens, and I think this is a pretty good plan. You introduce it at football and baseball games. At basketball and baseball games. So you introduce it at Little John and Doug Kingsmore. You monitor it and see how it goes during those events before you make it in the big time over at Death Valley. Like the plan?
Why not just go for the whole thing? What's the argument against it?
Well,
What is the argument against going for it from the get-go?
Well, you've got a bunch of young people, a bunch of underage people. It's a college campus. It's not a professional environment. You're in the Bible Belt. You've got
there's like 45 DUIs. Bars within driving distance, or you can walk to the 8 or 9 downtown. Give me the next argument that's a college campus and you have underage people.
There's a little bit of difference in TD's selling a beer and Death Valley selling a beer. There's a difference there. I mean, you can say there's not. There is. That's just when you sanction it and say, okay, everybody come in and have beer. Man, there's still, I know what you're saying. You're young and you like beer. I get it. But not everybody feels that way. And if everybody did feel that way, it would have happened already. Fair?
Not everybody likes beer. Yeah, that's a well-established fact.
Not that. Not every, even people, I told you right now, I don't like beer. I'll drink beer every once in a while, whatever. I don't have anything against beer. I don't want to see beer sales in Death Valley.
Why?
I don't want to see it.
Why? You don't like
because
making money?
Because of the belligerence. No, because of the belligerence that happens.
It'll go down. It will go down. And I'll tell you why, Mickey. Because you're not going to, eventually when this happens, and it's going to happen, and I think you know that, eventually when this happens, they're going to do away with the walkout policy, and people won't be going out and getting loaded up with the beer that they brought in the parking lots there. And no one's going to spend $300 to get just crazy inside the stadium because they're going to have to buy that much beer to do so. They're going to be the $7, $8, $9 beers, and it's not going to be that much.
Just in my observation so far, Clemson plays games in Charlotte for the ACC Championship. They play in the Jerry Dome, Jerry's World in Dallas. They play in Phoenix in the playoffs. They play in Miami in the playoffs. They play in the Superdome in the playoffs. Just in that, I noticed there is a difference when I go to a Clemson home game and when I go to a game that serves alcohol. I've noticed a difference. I noticed that people are drunker when you have it readily available and they're going up and down. Another thing, I tell you, just the convenience of it myself, the people that get up and down and up and down, and not only to buy it, but then they got to go to the bathroom. And it says all day long, up and down and up and down and up and down, always in front, can't ever sit down, can't ever relax, can't ever watch the game. That's one thing. But besides that, I see a difference in the fan sitting in the stands. I see the average, not the average fan, I shouldn't say that. I see more instances, more worse language, more belligerence in Charlotte and in Miami and in New Orleans and in Dallas and in Phoenix and in San Francisco. Now, maybe I'm seeing what I want to see. But I see that. If you're not, well, you don't get to go to those now because of the work schedule. But when you go to NFL games, you've been to NFL games, right? Will they sell it? Yep. You don't see more belligerents in the stands?
No.
You don't? No. I do.
Well, you see what you want to see. I see what I want to see, I guess.
Okay. All right. Let's get to Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mick, my good buddy Gabe called earlier talking about his trip to Scotland next week. Mick, he humbly didn't mention he's financed that, him and his brother, Gabe being the majority of that, taking their dad over there to do that. You know, so his dad's done so much for them, and so they wanted to do this for him. He's took us around great, incredibly youthful in his younger 70s, but I just thought it was really cool that Gabe, he didn't mention the fact that he's actually covering all that for his family, and his dad obviously needed to, but just thought it was really cool. But anyways, Mick, I want to ask you this. And so I saw a picture of y'all on the beach last night, and I'll be at the beach with my in-laws in about a month, I guess. And so it'll be the first time I stay for the whole week, right, because we have the baby now, and I don't want to miss anything. So my question is, Mick, I'm not a beach dude. You don't come across like a beach dude. How do you do it for the whole week? Give me your day by day, hour by hour, what you do, and that way, kind of coach me up, because I don't know if I could do it all week, but I'm going to.
Two questions for you. One, how old is your daughter, and two, where are y'all staying?
So we'll be at Litchfield by the sea, okay, right. A little condo, right. She's 14 months.
Okay. I got this for you. This is easy, and I'm just doing this now. I'm just finding this out now. This is my first trip, but I'm glad to take the bullet for you on this one.
Hey, please explain how you deal with your in-laws and wife and baby at the beach all week. Go ahead.
Okay, now.
Right in front of them.
No, right off the bat, Litchfield by the Sea is nice, by the way, and you got to spend some time. There's a couple of golf stores there, including, I think, one of the best golf stores I've ever been in right there at Litchfield, so you need to go do that right there at Pauly's. But because you've got so much golf around there, you got to take an afternoon, a couple of afternoons in there. You get a golf round in, you go to the range a little bit. So you break up the week a little bit with a little golf in there. Yesterday, I went to the driving range for a couple hours, which is nice. Me and Mary's dad went there, and that was great. Number two is the baby at that age, because of the sun, because of the, where she is in her life, is still, now later on it's going to get a little bit worse for you. They can't spend all day on the beach. So you break those up into little stints on the beach a little bit. All right. And then three, they got to take naps in there. And when they do take a nap, you got to sneak your little nap in there too. So it's about breaking up the week. Break it up with golf, break it up with small trips to the beach back and forth, and then also break it up with a few little naps in there a little bit. So, and the other thing, the great thing is you got a bunch of different people who can do other roles. Like normally, like if it's just me and Drake at the house, it's just me and Drake and I got to do everything. Diaper changes, feedings, paying attention, babysitting or whatever, watching them. You got a bunch of different people here doing it. Grandma wants to do it. Granddad wants to do it. Aunts, uncles, cousins, mom, dad. So you kind of break up the, divide and conquer kind of a thing a little bit. So, man, I hope that helps you.
And you can spend a bunch of money and do all that stuff, or you can go to the beach, which you've already gone down to, and just get in the water for free. And enjoy it that way and spend and break up the week that way. Because it's tough to spend a whole week straight with your family. I understand that. But, spend the time with water.
I like my family.
Time. You're talking about breaking it up and taking time away to go to play golf and get away from them.
No. I like all that. But you don't get in the water. That's where the sharks live.
No. Folks at home, don't listen to me. You're bothering this. Come on now. Go get in the water. Yeah. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be fine.
I'll start calling you Bob. The guy eats the bottom half of you. I'll call you
Goodness
Bob instead of Zach. Jeff in Atlanta. Hang on, brother. I've got to take a short break, but I want to hear from you much more in your turn. Final segment of the show right after this.
Triumph Soccer squares off with Lansing Saturday at 7 at Legacy Early College. Celebrate Father's Day in the 10th match of the season with family and ticket specials starting at $10. Tickets on sale at greenvilletriumph.com. Triumph Soccer. Go for the goals. Stay for the triumph.
You don't have to travel far to find a great hand-cut steak for Father's Day. The Corner Butcher has what you crave to make your dad the envy of your neighbors when you fire up the grill. The Corner Butcher, Patrick Square, 654-2333.
Spring is finally here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is spring cleaning their inventory and offering the lowest prices in the upstate. With more options to choose from in Serta and Beautyrest, and an ever-changing inventory, they are confident they can guide you to a mattress that is right for you. Purchase a foundation or pamper yourself by upgrading to an adjustable base while supplies last. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
Foothills Metal Supply of Pickens is your local supplier for metal roofing supplies and more. Buy from a dealer who has pride in providing you with the highest quality materials at the best price. Stop by their lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens today and see all they have to offer. Foothills Metal Supply allows you to cut out the middleman and go directly to what you need. Call today for more information at 864-481-9180. That's 864-481-9180.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a 6-time President's Award winner and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley, or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. And online at theclemsonduiattorney.com.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Bodie gets a handoff, hit the backfield, and drop for a loss, and on down. Clemson will take over.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's get back to our phone lines. Jeff is in Atlanta, held patiently through the break. Hey, Jeff, good morning. Thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing good, Mickey. I just want to chime in on that alcohol sales in the stadium kind of question there, and that's I gotta say I really side with you on that. I don't want to see it at Death Valley because you know, Zach's right. It will end up doing away with the pass outs at halftime. They're just going to stop allowing that, and that's one of the cool things I think I like about Clemson. My kids like to go out in the parking lot and play with their friends and stuff, then toss football around and whatnot. And it ain't just that's going to go away. Tell me how long the going on the field after game is going to last once we start selling beer in the stadium. Tell me how long that's going to last. That's going to go away real quick. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And that's some of the things that make Clemson special. You lose a little bit of the things that make Clemson special. And I just don't think it's worth it. There's some, you know, they said there's some things that are just more valuable than money. And I think, you know, the family atmosphere there. And, yeah, I know people get blitzed before the game and they go out and try to – slam a bunch of beers after them, whatever. I know that. But like you, I've noticed it at the bowl games, at the AC championship game, it's more prevalent when the beer is more readily available. It just is. Not so much NFL games, because those fans just aren't as lively as college football fans are, but definitely at those postseason games where they have the readily available alcohol sales. I've noticed it too. And it just takes away from the atmosphere, I think. And it could be, in the long run, it actually costs more than it gains. But again, that's just my two cents. I'll let you say what you want to say, and I look forward to hearing it.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for hanging on there. I think just security-wise, the pass-outs. You know, Jeff used an example of his son's going and throwing the football at halftime. I get that. I don't want to be Scrooge. I don't want to take away people's chicken wings and that one beer or Diet Coke. I know the argument's for it's very crowded in the areas underneath the stadiums buying whatever you want to buy, you know, with drinks or food. I get how crowded it is. I know the bathrooms are crowded. I know it eases some of that. And I know people like the freedom to be able to do it. I personally don't like it for two reasons, the pass-out policy. Number one is, I think, from a security issue of getting right back in and obviously I think less security. It will be interesting to see this year. There's a lot of changes this year with security, as Clemson is now a big deal, obviously, in football. And then the other part of it is just people meandering back in and missing half of the third quarter, even in a big game, because we just lost track of time and it takes them. I had a guy sit behind me a couple of years ago saying, "All right, you think we can make it to the Esso Club and back?" And I'm like, "Man, I don't know, man. It's a 20-minute halftime. Can you walk all the way from the home side at Clemson, the south stands, walk all the way over to the Esso Club, grab a beer, drink the beer, and make it all the way back?" I don't know, man. Part of my problem there is that, you know what? If it's that important to you, then guess what? Today's Wednesday, March the 12th. Have yourself a brew, bro. Knock yourself out. Just go get your drink. Get your chicken wings all done now. It's only seven games a year, and it's only such a short amount of time, man. Like, just Let's stay in the stadium and get in the stadium and pull for this team during that time. And then after the game, before the game, you know, we're going to have an 8 o'clock game the first week. You can get there. They let you in. You can start tailgating at like 6 in the morning and eat and drink all you want to eat and drink. And we're going to have a 3:30 game afterwards. If you want to do after the game, after the Texas A&M game, you can stay for hours. You can stay till past midnight and do all the throwing the footballs and the cornholes and the drinking and the eating, all you want to do. But I don't know, man. It's like during the game itself, can we not just stay in the stadium and watch the game?
Listen, I hear you on
that.
That's
too much to
ask. And for the most part, I agree with you on it. You know, stay in the game and watch it and have a good time. But fortunately for you, you live in Clemson and you're very close to the stadium. You have season tickets. You go to every single home game, every away game. You're there for all of them. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people get to come back to Clemson for one game a year, one, maybe two, and they want to try to fit everything in. So you know what? That dude wants to run to the Esso Club and try to make it in 20 minutes. He's not going to. But if he wants to try, let him do it. Let him have a good time. It's his money he spent. Why should we sit here and try to dictate how everybody else spends
it? I get it. But let me say this. And I know Charles, the owner of Esso Club. I consider him a friend of mine. And Candace is a friend of mine. And I think the Esso Club is great. I went there for lunch the other day. I met my wife at the Esso Club at dinner one night. I love the Esso Club. Let me say this. I like the Esso Club.
You don't love the
But Esso I Club. Love Clemson football.
Oh, okay.
And man, that Esso Club, it's open today. It's open tomorrow. It's open all year long. It'll be open before the game and after the game.
You're not listening to me, man. Some people don't get to be here all year. Right?
No, I heard you.
So they get to come back.
But guess what? It's open before the game.
I hear you.
It's open after the game.
I get it. And they had a great time there before and after the game. They want to go during the game. They want to run back and then go back to the game because they can do that with the pass-out policy. Why does it affect your viewing experience if you're facing the field, the guy behind you is going to the Esso Club to get a beer at halftime?
Because I don't want to see the stadium 70% full or 60% full or 50% full in a crucial drive. I know this, Mr. Or24, and I believe this. I've heard this so many times in the past.
Yep.
The most important part of a football game is the first 5 minutes of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Momentum, man. Momentum. I need that place packed. I need to into it. I need people just on the edge of their seats, and I need that crowd totally into it as this game could possibly swing on his first 5 minutes of the second half. That's why I care. You go do, look, again, when that game's over, I don't care if you want to parasail and do naked cartwheels all over Bowman Field. If you want to play cornhole till your arm falls off, I don't care what you do. But boy, just as a Clemson fan, I'd like to see Death Valley full in what could be the most crucial drive of the game.
Hey, you want it full? Start allowing beer sales in there. No walkout policy. People don't have to run to the SR Club.
Again, man.
You want it one way, but you don't want it the other. You can't have your cake and eat it too, buddy.
I'm sure I'm wrong, but they won't let me make those decisions anyway. I'll drink alcohol every once in a while. That's great. I think it's great. I like alcohol, but I love Clemson football. Anyway.
Dumbest argument.
What? Is that dumb? Why? Because you disagree with me, it's dumb?
No, because it doesn't have any substance to it.
The substance, Zach, is if you just, and again, man, I know, I mean, it's a bad way. You're in the studio during the games. It's obvious when you go to Charlotte, the crowd, the constant is the Clemson people. I'm not talking about the Pittsburgh people, the Virginia Tech people, the North Carolina people. I don't know about how they act during normal weeks. But it's obvious to me that the Clemson crowd that I see in Charlotte is drunker, falling down more, spilling more drinks, getting up and go to the bathroom more, getting up and buying more beer, more drinks, whatever, throughout the game in Charlotte than it is in Clemson. It's obvious. And if anybody tries to argue that, I think you don't want to see what the truth is. And it's obvious to me when I go to the playoff games that it's different than it is. And alcohol has an effect on people during a game. It just does. And I don't know how anybody can argue that, no matter what side of the argument you're on. It's just different. A high-ranking law enforcement officer sent me a text during the game. I mean, during the show just now. Mm-hmm. And goes, I agree with you. No beer during the game. No beer during the game. And that's from a very high-ranking, one of our very brave men in blue. Let me do this before we get to the end of the show. Let me tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I want you to go by PalmettoDunes.com, set your vacation up, set everything up for your three-day weekend, for your big, long weekend. Get all your golf, all your tennis, all your pickleball, all your boating, all your – hey, get your chairs and your umbrellas out at there as well. Think about our awesome – award-winning resort right here in our beautiful state. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Make it easy on the Palmetto Dunes, the oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. On our Palmetto Golf Report today, one of the things I love about it is talking about junior golf. We're at the South Carolina Junior Golf Championship right now. This is at Lexington Country Club, and through round one, there's a tie. Brandon Masters and Austin Scott shot 5 under par 67 yesterday. Zachary Rulin is one back at 4 under par. And my friend Manning Sloop, who is at 3 under par. Go Manning, go. Good job from up in the Rock Hill area. Manning is at 3 under par, just 2 shots back, heading to the final day today at the South Carolina Junior Championship down at Country Club of Lexington. That junior report brought to you by Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Check them out online. It's Palmetto Dunes. Hey, we forgive someone in sports every single day, Mr. Orr 24. Today, I will, because of our friends at Brad Hughes Acts of Forgiveness, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive all the Clemson fans that will be ordering HBO later this summer. Because the Oakland Raiders will be on Hard Knocks. Hey, I like the show. You like the show? You watch it? You watch Hard Knocks?
I'll watch an episode or two, and it'll be fun. It'll be great. Don't order it. Just do the free trial and then move on with your lives.
Yeah, so Clemson fans, though, because of all the Clemson Tigers, now the Oakland Raiders will get to watch the preseason camp stuff, and it won't be all about Clemson out there. But and I like John Gruden. I think that's an interesting storyline. I might have to pull for the Raiders this year. So get your Hard Knocks, get your HBO, as the Oakland Raiders are the Hard Knocks.
Hunter Renfro on that show is going to be a thing to behold. I can't wait for him to have a little mic'd up session.
No doubt. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, we finished things up. Let's get the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
Another friendly reminder, 8 o'clock tonight on NBC. Game 7, the Stanley Cup Final. The sixth one, seventh one in the last 25 years. The series tied between the Blues and the Bruins. Can't wait for 8 o'clock tonight. Watch it, love it, enjoy it, and then we'll talk about it.